someone to care。 嗨，大家好，我是 Jenny， 欢迎回到开源英语带给你的盘子间，告诉你。
Hey guys, I'm Adam.
我们前面听到的呢是 Adam 的同胞加拿大歌手 Michael Bublé 唱的非常浪漫的 To Be Loved.
Love that guy, love that song.
And today is a special day for love. 520, 我爱你。So Adam, you know the story behind this day?
I know the story, I still don't really get it.
But it's okay. 然后我觉得因为我们去年也做过520的节目，那教了大家不同的方式来说我爱你来表白。今年呢我们要再多教你十个很好的动词来形容 love, 爱这个感情，对不对？
That's right.
那今天的推送呢，我们会把这个爱意浓浓的词图片都放在里面，你可以送给你爱的人啊。But before we go onto other words, 我觉得就是 love 这个词本身也挺值得说的。Because everyone knows to love you, right?
You're right, Jenny. Everybody knows to love, but does everybody know to be in love?
What's the difference between to love and to be in love?
Well, you can love your parents, and you can love your dog, and you can love the weather.
Oh, 对, but to be in love, 这个就是 romantic love.
Right.
是吧? And also, I think it just describes this mental state of being
yes.
in love. 它更加强调就是,哦,我现在正在恋爱中。
That's right. I can't help falling in love.
Or I'm so in love with someone.
Right.
然后像我们今天选那个歌叫 To Be Loved, 我觉得这个也特别好。Who doesn't want to be loved?
Exactly.
对吧？就是非常被爱的那个感觉啊。好，但是呢，除了 love 以外，还有很多动词也能形容，就是很与众不同的动词。这个第一个 sounds so cute to me.
Is it dig?
Dig.D-I-G, or 有的时候你会看到它更加好玩的一个拼法 D-I-G-G.
G-G, right.
So I dig you.
I dig you too.
这个 I dig you, 这个没有 love 那么深，对吧？
It's kind of more like a phrase maybe you guys have heard of, into. Like I'm into you, I'm into her, I'm into something.
So to dig someone or to be into someone 就是很喜欢一个人
Yeah, exactly
我觉得因为520好像很多人会说是表白告白日这个时候可能还没有到爱 love 这个阶段这两个词这两个说法大家都可以用
right
好接下来的这一个 I think all girls love this word love hearing it
Adore.
I adore you.
I adore you.
这听起来就是你看有一个很怎么说很强烈很浓烈的感觉啊。
Yeah, I mean, this is we have a few words on our list today that come from French. And of course, everybody knows French is a very romantic language.
对对对。所以这个 adore 也是从法语来的嘛。
Yep.
Okay, 这 adore 呢你就可以说哦这个是爱慕倾慕的意思 I adore you, 而且我觉得还有一种很疼你的这个感觉是吧
Sure.
很疼惜一个人啊对哦 I adore you, 然后 because you're so adorable.
Well, thank you.
对吧 adorable 就是形容词就是因为你太可爱太值得爱了所以我 adore you. 啊好那再接下来呢also, this word starts with A and D.
Okay, so is it A-D-A-M, Adam?
No.
Okay, close. Admire.
对, admire. Admire 呢,查字典它可能会跟你说是钦佩,赞美或者佩服啊。And I think if you say to someone, I admire you, 更多的就是比如我很 admire 马云
yeah like I was thinking like I admire successful people I admire you know Warren Buffett but I don't love Warren Buffett you
对
know?
但是这个词你把它变成一个名词后面加一个 R like admirer
oh yeah like a secret admirer
对，这个就变成一个、哦、我特别倾慕你，对吧？比如说一个特别好的女生还是男生， They've got a lot of admirers, maybe secret admirers, 别人暗恋她就很喜欢她。
Right.
嗯，好，那既然讲到暗恋呢，下面的这一个说法啊，就是很常用很口语化的暗恋。
Okay, so have a crush on someone.
To have a crush on someone. Or you can say to crush on someone, 对不对？
You can. I think that's what the kids are saying now. But, you know, when I was a kid, it was you have a crush on someone.
To have a crush on someone. 然后这个是我觉得是有一点怎么说不太好意思，然后 you haven't necessarily told them yet.
Right.
可能没有告诉他们 but they...Very possibly they know because it's so obvious.
Sometimes it's really, really odd. When I was in high school, there were some people, some girls who had a crush on me, and it was like really obvious.
很明显别人都
like, because they would like go into my car and leave notes for me in my car, and yeah, it was a little, it was very obvious, very, very obvious.
对，不管是明恋还是暗恋 but if you have a crush on someone, you're not together yet.对吧？这个是、
right.
together 了，那就是 you know to be in love or 接下来那这一个 to be fond of someone.
Fond of again, this is one of those words I think of like kind of like into, but just a lot more formal.
对对对，这个和 dig 和 into 很像，但是就更加正式一点。
Right.
而且我觉得听起来也比较 respectful.
Yeah, yeah.
是吧？因为
I'm very fond of the way you. I'm trying to think of something formal here. I'm not a very formal person.
对，因为像前面 dig 和 into, they're very colloquial, 非常口语。
Right.
但是你真的就是很喜欢一个人，而且也尊重他。我觉得这个词 to be fond of someone, 就是听起来、mm-hmm. 就你很重视他 ，not just dig them. 好，那再接下来啊，我们常说恋爱中的女人最美，可能男人也是啊，他们就会有一种就沉浸在幸福里的状态，这个词就很完美的形容他们这个状态。
All right, so this word is called smitten.
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 S-M-I-T-T-E-N.
Right, so that sm sound at the beginning might be a little difficult to pronounce, but you can just...Slowly, slowly, smitten, smitten, put them together.
而且这个 T 就是美国英语里面很多，比如 mountain, 很多人 mountain 就是变成一个 like almost a D sound.
Yeah, it's just a very, very, whatever you do, don't emphasize, don't stress that T. It's not smitten.
就 smitten. 这词怎么用呢？
I was smitten.With her, I was smitten by her.
Smitten with 或者 by 都可以。
Yeah.
然后，也可以说形容一个人，就是，比如，哇 ，Adam looks so smitten， 就人家就会 get 到这个意思是他在恋爱，他很幸福，就不用后面说 he looks very smitten with someone 什么的，对吧
？Right.
好，那。接下来这个 speaking of the French.
Oh, the French.
Yeah.
They always come back, don't they?
法国人特别浪漫的这个词也是从法语来的是吧
Okay, it is. It is called enamored.
Enamored. From the French word?
Well, the French, I mean, this is basically from a Latin word.
对对。
The word that you will see in this is amore, like the...
Italian,
like the song. When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore.
对 ,amore 是意大利语爱的意思。
Right.
然后法国也是有什么 amore, 是吧
?amore, yeah, yeah, yeah.
那英语里面 to be enamored.
So it's basically like in love. You've got the, you know, en is sort of...The IN, it's the same idea, but you're just like, wow, you're so captivated. Another word I could say there. You're so just into something.
对，我觉得 enamored 这个就是特别强烈的，就是有点 head over heels 吧，神魂是不是神魂颠倒 ？You're so, you know, enchanted by them, fascinated by them.
Right.
You're so enamored. 而且 我觉得如果一个人说 you know, I'm so enamored by this person or in this relationship, 好像就是也是对方是特别有魅力，特别 you know, charming, attractive.
Right.
好，那今天最后我觉得要说的两个呢，我看到这两个词就会想到可能老夫老妻。
okay. So, I mean, I think about, you know, if I'm an old, I'm talking to my wife, you know, 30 years from now, I would hopefully say something like, you know, darling, I cherish you.
Oh, darling, I treasure you.
I treasure you.
对，这两个词 cherish and treasure 都是很珍惜的意思。
Right.
对吧，我觉得就是老夫老妻英语有没有什么说法？
Old, I don't know, just old married couple.
Old married couple. 对，就是你们经历过很多，对不对？You're still together and you cherish and treasure each other. 已经不像那种荷尔蒙就是 都 explode 爆发那种 enamor 什么，但是就是很珍贵的嘛，就是我觉得这有种很 precious,
right.
对不对？ You value it.
Right, right, right. And that's why the next word we have is treasure. It's the same idea.
Treasure 是宝藏，对吧？它作为动词 to treasure someone, 就是你觉得他们像一个宝藏一样。好，我们今天分享了很多英语里面啊，除了 love 这个词，有不同的动词啊，不同的说法，你可以在520这一天来表达你的情怀，表达你的感情。大家想对你爱的人，不管是男女朋友还是先生太太啊，说什么话呢？哪一个词你最想送给他们？大家都可以到我们今天的推送留言里面来分享。然后包括去年的节目 I don't know if you remember what we did last year, Adam.
I can barely remember what I did this morning, Jenny.
好，反正也是很好的 说法啊，形容爱的说法，而且跟今天都不一样。我们也会放在今天的推送里面，把那个链接给大家。希望你们都有一个爱意浓浓的520。那另外呢，我也发现很多开言英语的用户其实夫妻特别多，男女朋友夫妻，因为两个人有共同的爱好，可能共同的价值观这很重要，对吧？互相成长。 Yeah, I really love the saying we bring out the best in each other. 对吧？ We help each other to become a better person. 那如果你想跟你的另外一半一起来学英语，一起来就是享受学英语的过程，我们今天这个周末有一个限时的特惠，520双人特惠，也是比单人买还优惠挺多的一个价格，大家也可以到我们的微信公众号来了解一下。Okay, thank you for listening, and we wish you a happy
520.
520. Okay, see you next time. 再见.
Bye, guys. What a feeling to be loved.